Friday again, and time for one of our culture-file guests to tell us about some of their favourite things. And this time it's the turn of vocalist Andreas Fischer to share with us his culture-file likes.
My name is Andreas Fischer. I'm a singer and I'm part of the group Neue Vokalsolisten Stuttgart. So a film I recently watched and I really enjoyed it's called Civil War. It's about America in a dystopic future, maybe in the next 10 or 20 years. I don't know when, and hopefully it will never happen like this, that in the USA a real civil war is happening, a war between two South states of the US. They have an own army and they are fighting against the president. And it's a horrible president. The president, maybe we know a little bit about him already. And it looks realistic, I have to say, and it was really frightening a bit. But the movie itself was really very, very good filmed and good photographed. A book I was listening to recently, it's called Lichtspiel. So it's a German word, in English could be light game, but it's just Lichtspiel means cinema in Germany. So the first cinemas in the 30s or in the 40s were called Lichtspielhaus. And the writer is Daniel Kehlmann, who is one of the most famous German writers in that times. It's a book about the life of G.W. Pabst, a very famous film director of the 30s and 40s. So he started with silent movies in the 30s, and he was also in Hollywood. But then he went back to Austria in the moment when Austria was occupied by the Germans. And then the Germans, they knew that he's a very good film director. And so the Nazis tried to keep him and tried to use him for their propaganda. Before, he was called the Red Pabst, so he was communist. But the Nazis, they knew very well that he's really a fantastic director. So they told him, either you work for us, for our propaganda, or you're gonna go to the concentrationslager, for Auschwitz, for example. And so he decided for him and for his family to collaborate in a way, so he was a little bit corrupted. And after war, he was denazified, and he went on working, but he never came back to his fantastic style before war. I don't listen to podcasts, and the reason is I listen a lot to many other things. So I listen to books. So mostly I'm listening to novels, and I'm listening to radio from the morning to the evening. I don't know really the difference between a podcast and a normal broadcast. We have a really good news broadcast station in Germany, Deutschlandfunk. They send political information from the morning to the evening, and this is there the whole day. So I don't need to listen to podcasts. Two weeks ago, I was in Berlin, and I was visiting a concert of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, and they were playing the Seventh Symphony of Shostakovich, and this was really beautiful because I was sitting on the podium, on the stage, directly behind the timpani player, because they have in the Berlin Philharmonic, you can also sit behind the orchestra, and you can even sit on stage. The tickets are quite cheap, and I felt like sitting in the orchestra, and so this is really a very beautiful experience to be something like part of the orchestra with this music, even if I'm not the biggest fan of Shostakovich, but in this moment I really loved it a lot. I love to cook, and I love really extremely different styles. So when I go to an Indian restaurant, I think Indian food is really my favorite food. And then I go to next day to the Italian restaurant. I say no better kitchen in the world than Italian. But I had a nice experience some weeks ago. It was my birthday. I was in Aachen in Germany, Western Germany, where I was working in a theater production, but I didn't know a lot of people there. And I thought, what can I do special on my birthday? And so I was searching for a really good, fantastic restaurant. It was not a star restaurant, but it was, the cooking was star style. Each course, it was really like another dimension of eating. A scent, so the Swiss pine scent, I'm using every morning when I go to the shower, and I'm always looking forward to this special smell of the Swiss pine, which is remembering me on the beautiful mountains, the Alps, in the forest, and it's so fresh and the feeling of a nature which doesn't exist anymore. It gives me a good mood for the day.
The likes of Andreas Fischer there. Coming up tomorrow on the Culture File Weekly, composer Dave Flynn on what makes Irish trad sound special, Tygo Sullivan's latest on searching for the sound of a bell that isn't there, and soprano Rachel Redmond on restaging the repertoire of an 18th century black Irish star, Rachel Baptiste. That's all coming up tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. on RTE Lyric FM, and you can always find all the Culture Files you're looking for on the Lyric site or via your favourite podcast app.